See that? Half a minute gone by. Seems like a long time when you're waiting for something to happen, doesn't it? Funny thing is, time can pass very slowly or very fast, and sometimes even both at once. The time now? Oh, a little after 4. But what that means should depend on you. Too often, we do something simply because time tells us to. Time for school, time for bed. Whoops, 12 o'clock, time to be hungry. It can get a little silly, don't you think? Time is important, but it's what you do with it that makes it so. So my advice to you is to use it. Keep your eyes open and your ears perked. Otherwise, it'll pass before you know it, and you'll certainly have missed something. Things have a habit of doing that, you know. Being here 1 minute and gone the next. In the twinkling of an eye, in a jiffy, in a flash. I know a girl who yawned and missed a whole summer vacation. And what about that caveman who took a nap one afternoon and woke up to find himself completely alone? You see, while he was sleeping, someone had invented the wheel and everyone had moved to the suburbs. And then, of course, there's Milo. Milo, who knows what to do with himself, not just sometimes, but always. When he's in school, he wants to be out. And when he's out, he wants to be in. Wherever he is, he wants to be somewhere else. And when he gets there, so what? Everything is too much trouble or a waste of time. Books, he's already read them. Games, boring. TV, dumb. So what's left? Another long, boring afternoon. Unless he bothers to notice a very large package that happened to arrive today.